Well, good morning, and welcome to Cincinnati. What did you think of the show last night? I can tell you, we are very pleased. You attended the fourth wave, so we've been doing this now for 2 weeks, and we've had all of our dealers come in from around the United States and Canada, and our perception is that their reaction has been outstanding. And that's really why we do these introductions. We do them once a year about this time of year, and it's really a chance to get our partners together and show the products that we have coming for the next year. And then we also have a strategy session. We'll have one of those this afternoon where we talk to dealers about where we're going as a company and some plans that they need to be thinking about. So this is really a chance for us to share our product plans with our partners and also some of our strategic plans. And I think the title of this introduction is appropriate, Dedicated Leadership. And the reason I say it's appropriate is because dedicated leadership really consists of a partnership of two elements. And I think Doug DeVries said it last night pretty well. It really consists of the company, John Deere, and what we try to do from a product perspective and to support the product with everything that goes behind that. You know, those products you saw last night are the result of some very extensive research and development programs, really based upon customer feedback, evaluations with the customers. Those are very long, drawn-out processes that I think result in the kind of products that you saw last night. So that's really our side of the equation or the partnership. And then the other side is the dealers. And, of course, they're the retail face of our business. And it's those dealers that manage the customer relationships and also service the equipment. So it really is a dedicated partnership. So I think dedicated leadership is appropriate. And I think when you saw that introduction last night, I've been around this business 25 years, and I can tell you that is the largest introduction that I've ever experienced with this company. And I think if you looked at the way that we tried to present the products, we really presented them from a customer solutions perspective. You know, it wasn't this factory's products and then this factory's products. It was really based upon customer segments, and we really started with the small property owner. If you remember last night, we introduced some new commercial mowers, and in fact we've expanded that line from three models to 24. So I think we started with the small property owner, and then if you remember, we evolved that to kind of this small utility tractor segment, and then we went into the larger utility tractors, and then we finished the show with the large four-wheel drive tractors and the large combines. So it was a really comprehensive approach, and what we present to our dealers, we believe, is a very comprehensive set of solutions to sell to customers. And it's not just the agricultural sector, it's not just the consumer product sector, it's all of those customer segments put together. And I think that if you concentrate just on the core agricultural products that we introduced last night, it's really based upon really two things. We're trying to, with our producers, we're trying to help them maximize their revenue, okay, and minimize their cost. I see Barry smiling. Maybe he's talked to you about that a little bit, but that's really what it's based upon. You know, if we with our dealers, if we can introduce solutions that help customers maximize their revenue and minimize their cost, then we think we're going to be successful. And I think when you look at the products that we introduced last night, there's some really good examples of that. And I think the first one, if you think about innovation and customer solutions, I think the cotton picker that we introduced last night is a pretty good example of that. You know, we think that that's really going to revolutionize the cotton business and bring the production of cotton in the field to a new level from a productivity perspective, but also from a quality perspective. You know, it's not just about getting it done faster. It's about trying to do it in a more qualitative way. So we think that's an example. And I think if you think about all the products we introduced last night, if you think about the 1870 air seeder, you know, that's an example of putting fertilizer in between the rows to try to, what, increase productivity, right? The liquid insecticide on the planters that we introduced last night, another example of innovative production, okay? The four-wheel drive tractors, the 9000 series, great examples of bringing the producer more capacity, because as they struggle with labor needs, et cetera, we believe that capacity helps them manage those labor costs even better. The combine's another example, and I could go on and on, but I think it's an example of what really we're trying to do with the business, and that is base it upon the customer, try to drive their businesses in new levels of really productivity and also cost efficiency. So I think that's kind of the general mantra of what I wanted to talk about. And I think what I would like to do now, Barry, is open it up for questions. And I think sometimes that's the best way to try to get your message across. Because my guess is if there's a question that some of you may have on your mind, someone else probably has the same question. So I think with that, I'll just open it up, and anything that I talked about for the last few minutes, anything you saw last night, et cetera, fire away. Yes?
Could you make a comment? I know you've got some new software that works with the precision ag equipment.
Right.
Not something that may, you know, a display on the show floor. Any comments about what you're doing in the precision ag area?
Yeah, I think that's another example of innovative solutions. We're introducing a new feature called swath control with our AMS products that really allows you to turn a section of the planter off as you turn around. It also allows you to stop all the rows at once on the end rows, and it's really based upon saving seed. And you know, if you take some irregular fields, we have examples where we're saving as much as 5 or 10% of the total seed cost. So I think that's an example of how you use precision to try to perfect your equipment. So that's a good question.